Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, and welcome back to another Monday Mail Time here on the Paranormal Activity Podcast channel. These episodes are all about you and your paranormal encounters. My name's Adam, producer of the Paranormal Activity Podcast, and each week I shall be reading out your emails and texts from your very own spooky encounters. We get so many amazing paranormal stories come through to us, whether that's on email at contact@paranormalpod.co.uk or on WhatsApp on 07599927537, or even on our Instagram, Facebook or X channels. So make sure to send in your stories to be featured on a Monday Mail Time episode. And right on time, here comes the mail, Al. Let's have a look at what we have here. This week, we have a WhatsApp from Steve, who says, "Hi guys, love the podcast and really wanted to share something that happened to me whilst working at an outdoor adventure centre 10 years ago. I worked at a centre called Grosvenor Hall in Ashford, Kent, which was an old police training facility. However, before this, it was originally built as a stately home, but repurposed into a tuberculosis sanatorium, used to treat soldiers who were sick from TB from World War I. During the summer, I worked nights, making sure a list of jobs had been completed before everyone was awake the next morning, to start all the activities. Sometimes this would mean that I would work on maintenance in accommodation blocks, before groups arrived the following day. One accommodation block that was particularly scary was built purposely to house the sick soldiers. I had to build 3 bunk beds in a room to help cater for the large amount of students coming the next day. This wasn't an ordinary night though. As I began to work on building the beds, I noticed the light in the room that I was in would start to flicker. I thought nothing of it at first, until when I went to reach for an Allen key that I'd been using and had placed down beside me, it had disappeared. I spent a good 20 minutes looking for the Allen key, before finding it in the exact same place I had left it. I thought I must have been tired, until I witnessed a dark shadow move across the back wall of the room. It couldn't have been anyone else, I was the only person awake and working. The rest of the night continued with the flickering lights, which made me speed up the process of building the bunk beds before I made sure to leave that room. This wasn't the only time people had mentioned this room though, as groups who have stayed there have complained of missing objects and a light that flickers at night, even when it's off. I'm not sure what to make of this, but to this day, I can't stop thinking about it." Well, thank you, Steve, for sending in your WhatsApp. It sounds like I wouldn't have liked to have been there at all. It's one thing being alone at night working, let alone having something that's clearly a present there. That's taken your Allen key that you thought that you'd left there, the movement of the shadow, and then the light itself that's flickering. And if you said that other people have complained about the same things in that room, then clearly this is not just a coincidence that happened that night or an electric charge. Something is not right there. And surely it's got to be someone who was a soldier during World War I that had tuberculosis that just hasn't left that room. But let me know what you think. And Steve, do let us know if you have any other stories, because that was great. Thank you for listening to this week's Monday Mail Time episode on the Paranormal Activity Podcast channel. We'll be back again next week for another Mail Time special. In the meantime, stay up to date with the newest episodes every Thursday by giving us a follow. And if you've enjoyed this episode, please rate and review. We want to hear from you. Send in your questions or an audio clip telling your paranormal story to paranormalactivitypod@gmail.com. We also have a WhatsApp. You can send in your voice notes to 07599 27537 and follow us on social media platforms at Paranormal Activity Pod. And just remember, things aren't always as they seem.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.